After months of fierce debate, Congress has passed the big, beautiful bill by the July 4th deadline that President Trump had set, one of the biggest points of contention related to Medicaid. Congressman Steve Scalise noted that under the new requirements, those who can work will now be required to do so to receive Medicaid benefits.
If you're disabled on Medicaid right now, you've been crowded out of those programs by people turning down work. Able-bodied people, 35-year-olds sitting at home playing video games.
Democratic Louisiana Congressman Cleo Field says about 260,000 people in our state will lose health insurance as a direct result of this bill. Field says the bill also puts over 30 of Louisiana's rural hospitals at risk of closure. Jeff Reynolds, the executive director of the Louisiana Rural Hospital Coalition, says if medical centers close, that will have a negative effect on the overall economy of rural communities.
How are you going to attract business and economic development into a community that does not have healthcare services and you've got to travel great distances to receive those services?
Fireworks will be popping tonight as America celebrates its 249th birthday. State Fire Marshal spokesperson Ken Pastorek says if you plan to shoot fireworks, make sure you are 200 feet away from buildings and vehicles. Never let children handle fireworks. Light one firework at a time. And do not use fireworks impaired by alcohol or drugs.
Fireworks, while they're beautiful, they're also very dangerous and can cause a lot of harm. And last year, nationwide, there were 14,700 injuries due to fireworks and 11 deaths.
I'm Jeff Palermo on TIX FM.